Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gina Latuca is in studio with us this morning from the SPCA, serving Erie County. And who doesn't want to take in a dog named Porkchop? I love this name.
I feel like Porkchop should have been the three things we needed to know. I couldn't wait to talk about this dog. We've had him since early December. He came in with a severe flea allergy. He was covered in fleas, which led to a severe dermatitis issue. So not only were the antibiotics expensive in the meds, but think about the spa products that we had to use on him.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone who frequents spas and these relaxing, you know how expensive these products are. Well, Porkchop required it all through all of this. And, you know, he had to not be feeling well when your skin is so affected like that. His tail wagged the whole time. The whole time we were treating him, every time we walked him, he just is an exceptional two-year-old blue. Now we're seeing as his hair all started growing back in, he's that gorgeous gray that we call blue. Just a handsome, sweet guy.
I like the look. I like that color of hair on a dog because he looks cool. And it's perfect that Porkchop is part of the Bills Mafia promotion because you look at, and this is a dog. I mean, this stoic look on this dog's face. He's serious, looks like he's all business. He could go on the field on Sunday.
He looks like a Bills linebacker, doesn't he?
That's a great, I love that. I was going to use the word discerning, but I think I like what you're saying better. He's a little shy at first. And I think that's why, you know, and we've talked about this before. People come in and they're looking for that instant connection. And if it's a dog who tends to shy away a little bit and back up in the kennel, there are times that people will walk by, not even thinking about it, just saying, okay, this dog, there's no warming up. 5 minutes. I promise 5 minutes. I challenge anyone looking to make a bond with an animal. If this is the dog for you, it will take 5 minutes for him to warm up. That's how long it's taken with us. In fact, we do have to go back to his care for a minute. Bill's Mafia means that Brandon and Haley Bean donate $100 for every home touchdown to an animal in need. We had three touchdowns last week because it did carry over. As Bethany told you last week, carried over into playoffs. $300 of this dog's care donated by Brandon and Haley Bean. It'll be happening again this week. But this dog, and with all that care, as he started feeling better, he's become a little more sociable, a little more trusting, doesn't mind so much when his skin is touched. You know, you want to call that aggression, but it might not. That touch sensitivity is something a little different. His skin was hurting all over. Aww. It's not happening now. So we've watched his personality blossom since he came in early December.
He seems like a grateful dog.
He's thankful. He's grateful. He's forgiving. And I love what you said about a linebacker. He is determined to be watching that game Sunday at 6 alongside a new family.
Great. What are you thinking for the game?
Oh, I'm thinking Bills.
That's good to hear.
I'm thinking Bills. That's
right.
What I'm thinking.
I love it. Okay, good.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Confidence level up there? Are you a little nervous?
8.5. Nice. 8.5 out of 10.
Good.
I'm saying 8.5.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm a little nervous.
I've seen changes that I've liked in this series. So, yeah. I'm saying 8.5.
I'm a little nervous going into Sunday. Cold weather is out there. I mean, the dogs, it's so funny. You got some love it, some hate it. Me and Susan here, we sit at like opposite ends of the spectrum. I got a dog who loves the heat, and she is just can't stand to be 2 seconds outside. And her dog will be outside in the cold.
All the time.
You know, I got to drag him.
I have to drag him back in.
Yeah. I had a husky, so I'm with you. I understand what you're saying.
It's
you have
amazing.
To bring him in. You know, we tell people be cognizant of the temperature, even if it's not accompanied by a lot of snow. Because when we look at that shelter law that is in effect in New York State, it refers to inclement weather. And that doesn't just mean 5 feet of snow. That also means these frigid temperatures, just like it means extremely high temperatures in the summer. Bring the animals in. Even if you have that insulated doghouse, be on the safe side. Don't even take a chance. Bring the dogs in.
All right, good stuff.